careful, you stupid slug! Master Lot planted his fists on his flabby hips, jangling the bells on his belt. He glared up at the young man climbing the ladder. You'll drop your load again, for the fifth time today, and you'll never get to the rooftop at that pace, you addled-brained ass! Tamlin grunted, the only reply he could manage. His mouth felt as dry as a desert lizard's back. Slowly he climbed up another rung on the wobbly ladder, hard enough without having to hold a huge bale of thatch on his shoulder and a hammer and a sack of nails in his hand. The ladder suddenly shifted, creaking under all the weight. Tamlin held tight, but glanced down at the worn vine lashings that held the thing together. They looked ready to burst. Just hold on, he pleaded silently. Don't break on me now. This is my last load, my last bale. He tried to shake the hair out of his eyes. And my last day as a roof thatcher. That's a promise. What a mistake he'd made agreeing to work for Lot today. And the unending insults were the least of it. His back ached, his legs throbbed, countless spears of thatch poked him in the neck and cheek, and those blasted lice. He growled at the thought, lice. Unlike most other creatures he'd met on his travels, they never listened, never spoke to him, never did anything but bite. They were just tiny versions of ogres, they were. Why, if another one crawled into his ear, he'd hurl it all the way to the next realm. By the bark of the great tree, he would. Wake up, you worthless wastrel, barked Lot from below, his enormous belly quivering. Finish the job, will you? Tamlin started to climb again, but after just two more rungs, he paused, panting. Though lanky and strong for a 17-year-old, he felt nearly spent after a whole long day hauling heavy bales up this ladder, let alone all those ridge beams, support poles, and rows of twine, everything needed to put a roof on this half-built stone house. Come on, you mindless muddlehead. My 5-year-old daughter could have finished this job hours ago. Lot chewed on his chubby lower lip, suddenly curious about something. Just how old are you, anyway?
Oh, 18, lied Tamlin. He'd learned long ago that revealing he was born in the Year of Darkness got him only fretful looks and suspicion, and in one village south of here a dagger thrown at his back. Although the year had long passed and light had returned at its end, some people, even normally peaceful, priestesses and priests from the Society of the Whole were still scouring Avalon's 7 root realms for any sign of the child of the dark prophecy. Why, he'd even heard that the elves in Woodroot had offered a big reward to anyone who found and killed the dark child. So anyone born in that year was at risk. Tamlin gulped, despite his dry throat. Are you sure about that? Pressed the suspicious roof thatcher. His eyes sunk deep into the rolls of flab on his cheeks like a pair of almonds in a mound of dough, scrutinized Tamlin. Yes, Master Lout. Louse. No, Lot. The thatcher's face turned as red as a ripe apple. However old you are, you're a dim-witted dunce, a rascally rogue, and if you don't finish soon, you won't get paid. I mean to finish, grumbled Tamlin. Then do it! Tamlin rolled his stiff neck. Just let me stretch a moment, will you? Lot stamped his foot impatiently, but Tamlin ignored him, trying without success to loosen his neck. The young man sighed, feeling weighed down by more than the bale on his back. This was about as far away as he could get from his work as a wilderness guide. Work that he greatly enjoyed. And not just because it took him to the wildest parts of Stone Root, a realm so vast that in 7 years of walking its rocky hills he'd covered less than half of it. No, there was something else that kept him roaming this realm, something that was at once more alluring than the scent of honey grass sprinkled with dew, and more frightening than the look of an old troll's eye. Finding Scree.